Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Purple Monkey Podcast.
Hey, guys.
Ooh.
Hey.
New setup.
Are we hitting it up with, what's episode 37?
I lost count along.
This is 37.
When I couldn't count
you know
track
what, guys?
On two
you know
hands,
what, guys?
I didn't even know.
As soon as we moved on to like the three-hand territory, that's when I'm done.
So three-hand territory?
So
this is episode freaking 37.
So number 11, I just
You're joined
lost.
Today by your host, by your epic monkey swag host, Big Ounce.
That's me.
Steely Ted.
That's me.
And me, also known by the alias of E. Abelson.
Do we
also
want to say our actual names? People who don't
it
know our Discord
really,
names?
Doesn't really matter.
My name starts with R, ends with N. That's what I say.
His
Stupid.
Name is Ren.
That's what it is. Guys, have you ever heard of a video game called Panty Party?
It's my favorite game now.
Well,
I haven't
heard of it, but I'm intrigued
by the name. Let's give you our pitch.
Theo's an outsider to this game,
right.
So...
Wow, soon to be an insider.
What are your three favorite things?
What are my three favorite things?
Don't answer. I know what your three favorite things are. And those things happen to be panties, anime,
okay.
And third-person shooters.
Boy, how'd you guess all three
That's
of them?
Everything.
I really can read you like a book, buddy.
Oh, also, absolute auto-aim and absolute auto-lock-on.
Let's explain this better. So if I didn't
Here he goes.
Make myself clear... There's a game on the Nintendo Switch shop that we discovered called Panty Party.
For $8.
For
bargain.
A steal. It's really a
tremendous
They're really giving
bargain.
this masterpiece of a game
right.
out for free, basically. $8 more than free.
And you had like $7 in like in
points.
So
we
got it for
up,
9 cents.
I picked up Panty Party for 9 cents.
Yeah.
It's a masterpiece. It's really the best game.
It actually has the best it actually was very surprisingly
I'd say
good combat.
I'll give it a good 9 out of 10. I really did wish the roster was a bit more expansive. There was no boxer character, which
that
I was hoping
there
for.
There absolutely was, and all the punching moves were called bear boxing.
Oh, no way.
That's clever.
That's
there was a boxer
there
briefs?
Was bo- oh,
yeah, but no
oh,
boxer briefs.
You meant boxer briefs, not like boxing move.
No. See, I'm a boxer brief kind of guy, and I just didn't feel represented in this game.
Okay, well, there were sailor panties that had naval cannons that you shot, and that
Whoa, dude, that's really cool. So imagine a game where you can play as a women's undergarment using a katana blade.
Well, you can play as the undergarments?
You play as the undergarments.
So that's different than when people usually play with them.
Yeah,
okay.
It actually like takes... like.
It's
really
not the
it's not like
good. Panty party definition that I'm used to. Let's just say that.
It is right. Is it rated teen? Was it rated teen?
Yeah, it's rated T.
Yeah. Because there's no hand.
It's
they really
rated
say,
T stands for too much swag.
They say in the front of the whole game.
This is not hentai.
This is not hentai.
Although when you use the character's alt, they do. Come.
No, that's the one character. We were like doing all the other alts and like they're all like hi y'all. And then there's
just
one.
Like,
this one just goes,
oh,
when you do their
God,
when
stupid.
You do their ultimate, it kind of caught us off guard because all the other ones are just like normal.
They're
and
just doing
one.
An attack, but this one just comes. That's their move. They don't even do like a special power. They just come instant. It's just it. That's
they can
it.
Do it on demand.
I don't even know what the
no.
What
you
the...
have to charge up. You have to charge it up first.
Oh,
so, yeah.
So it is
no,
like
no,
real
no.
life.
So the more you hit, you get more passion.
Yeah,
when
your passion,
your full passion
charge
meter,
your passion meter.
It's really, really.
But also,
okay, I want you to think about this. There's no. Other panty-based game that exists right now. That's why this is so revolutionary.
Really
there's
nuanced.
The combat's incredibly intuitive, yet very expansive. So
one thing I hate is kind of how the auto-aim button on Joy-Cons is
we're
also...
We're not doing a full review, buddy. Come on.
Yeah, we are.
We're
yeah,
just
what
talking
is
about...
IGN?
We're really just
we
getting
not?
Into the service level of the of funny panty.
Okay, so we'll talk about our mains. We'll talk
you
about
know,
each
I
of
think,
our main
You know
panties.
That I think would be more productive? Let's make other video games along the similar vein. I think we should just pitch them right here.
Okay, so what if it was Cuphead, but instead of cups for their heads, it was just women's underwear?
That
so
is panty
head.
That's brilliant.
Panty.
You know what I think would be cool? Cuphead, but you actually just play as a cup without the body.
So no
just
head.
A cup. You can't move. You just can't
so
move.
So no head?
No head. It's
just cup.
Cup.
The game's called Cup, and you just can't move because the cups can't move in real life.
It's the same bosses. You should have to get lucky.
It's the same bosses. You just have no chance. So regular Cuphead.
No, that's I'd be Cuphead. I'm doing
so,
an expert. I'm just kind of cool. Like
so what
that.
If it was Grand Theft Auto but with panties?
Isn't that
Grand
isn't
Theft
awesome?
Panties.
Isn't that
and you're like you have to steal them?
Isn't that Yandere Simulator?
Yandere,
isn't what that is?
Oh my god!
Oh,
that fucking
oh
game.
Man, I might have stolen that.
You
one.
We
yeah.
we've talked. Have we talked about on the podcast the fucking developer
Dev,
of that game?
The fucking
Yandere Dev
Coomer.
Coomer Incorporated.
Dude, he actually like got like him a while ago. He would look like a normal being. He has just like corroded as a person.
What's wrong with him?
To the depths.
Have you not seen the like the before and after of what he looks like?
The fuck does he look? Just describe it. Describe it in great detail.
Okay,
for
so have you ever had double baked potatoes?
I've eaten a baked potato.
That's what his face looks. That's what his whole everything looks like.
Is it like a mashed potato?
Probably more mashed than baked. All right,
I'm looking up the image.
So, like,
right
if you were
now.
To take a baked potato and like swirl it up a bit before you eat it.
Okay, that, so before he kind of just looks like you know your typical guy.
Here, turn it towards
us. Show it to us.
And now
I'll describe it.
He fell off the face of the planet.
Oh, that's the guy from the cum chalice.
That's the same dude.
He looks like imagine the cum chalice guy.
Yeah,
but you put him into Photoshop and like stretched his face.
He looks like a baked.
You took the cum chalice guy and then microwaved him.
If you did that thing in like 2017, that was popular.
He's like a candle that's melting.
Yeah, that's it.
The instructions said microwave for 15 seconds. You put it in for 15 minutes, and this is what you're left with.
You hit nuke on accident, and it just kind of melted.
You accidentally put your microwave on the fabled 115%.
How long ago was the picture we all know?
That one's like a while.
It's probably like 2011, judging by the camera quality.
2008, it says.
2008 for
the one I showed was 2017.
Show me the 2008 one.
That's just was it really 2008?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, so 2008 was the one we all know.
Yeah.
Right? That's what we think of when we hear his name.
So he's just deteriorated.
So he is just like significantly older.
Did he actually just fucking...
He went from looking like someone who they use to catch predators to looking like a predator.
He's gone from someone who made Yandere Dev to someone who...
Who's still making Yandere Dev, but just looks like...
He looks like he makes Yandere Dev.
He went from someone who doesn't look like
He went from someone who looks like they play Yandere Dev to someone who looks like they make Yandere
someone
Dev.
Someone who runs the admin Discord. Oh, speaking of the Yandere Dev Discord, they got so much...
Can we do a quick explanation of Yandere Dev?
Yeah, okay, so basically it's this dude who is making
the Yandere game. Maybe.
Yeah, okay, well, yeah. The Yandere Simulator, from what I've heard, I haven't played it. I've watched some YouTube.
Isn't it not out yet?
Is it still in beta?
It's
been like beta for like 10 years.
Jesus Christ.
Because he's the only one working on it. He has no team.
Well, that like, probably
like,
explain
the
picture
like basically
then.
Like trying to be like a GTA, like your open world of like a schoolgirl, anime schoolgirl. But that's like the whole thing.
Okay, this really, the concept alone, it should be canceled.
But it's one dude with no development. Like background trying to make this game.
Oh, really?
And people like the beta, but he hasn't like done anything people want to improve it.
He just doesn't care.
He's just been
or is he just disconnected?
He's
with
been
what
like
he
making it. No, the thing what pissed people off was he was doing like he was on like Discord saying like no, I have no time to make it. But then he was like he was streaming for like 5 hours a day, like doing meme review.
If
or,
you're
like,
gonna try and like
right.
He's not even trying.
And
to
then
cover
something that came into prevalence was the Yandere Dev Discord speedruns, where people
that's so funny.
People would just like join a Discord, like post a picture of his face and like call him stupid or something, and get banned instantly. And they would time it, and like that became like a speedrun.
That's really funny.
So he's just a sensitive.
In return,
like, fragile.
They made the Discord like non-joinable anymore.
He's just killed any relevance.
You can join it, so there are members. But they don't admit anyone to the actual chat.
So you're just like in a unverified
section?
Due
to constant bullying, I close my Discord.
Jesus Christ.
It's like someone who does that shouldn't have a Discord. You can't
but he'd rather just like fade into irrelevancy than get made fun of every now and then?
Right. I think I think
that's not a very smart business decision.
He's hit his expiration date.
Well, especially because it was like a viral game. For a bit, I remember seeing that popping up everywhere.
Cause it was
like PewDiePie and like fucking like Markiplier
playing.
It's like anime, blood, gore.
Oh right, there was like a demon.
You like can like chop people up. I think that's like the whole like.
Okay, it gets more confusing every time.
Yandere Dev, you can chop people up.
Yandere sim game fun.
Is that what?
Even the game was canceled and became to what is now known as Panty Party on the Nintendo Switch.
Which, in that case, he succeeded and finished the game and made it a good game.
He's actually a visionary.
Yeah. He was really ahead of his time, I'd say.
Right. Yeah. That's Panty Party for y'all.
That's Panty Simulator.
And is that what Americans think Japanese like school is like?
Like, that's what I think.
Girl running around killing
that's
people?
What I think it's like, and I'm American, so yes.
It's just always like One Punch Man happening.
No wonder
like
they
some
hate
dude.
Us.
Yeah, they probably think we're like Simpsons.
Oh my God, you're right.
Well, we are.
Well, you're totally right. They think
we are.
Like Roger's Family Guy.
Well, okay, yes, so we are.
Japan's just one big anime. We're just The Simpsons.
We're just Fox TV.
We're every program on Fox, including Fox News.
Good. That makes me feel a lot better, actually. Now I know that they think I'm epic swag.
Wait, yeah, I wonder like what shows.
I hope they listen to this.
Yeah, what shows would be like?
What shows do we think that is dumb, but like Japanese people are like, oh my god, like that's America. Like it'd be like Simpsons, Family Guy. It'd be like The Office. I think like everything.
It's this podcast.
All the reality
TV
shows.
This is what they look at.
This is
a
podcast.
This is the youth. This is what they do. They make funny monkey show.
It's all Simpsons. And
then they're like, oh, we like the youth.
Oh.
There. Because I
will give them $1 million to make their show. And then we say, okay.
I mean, if you want to.
Time to. Dude, that would be so.
Imagine if we
had a whole big room studio where we could just have like strippers on the podcast.
Yeah.
Like Howard Stern.
Prime Howard Stern. Like Howard Stern is prime when
Howard
he was
Stern,
like
before
we'd have to adapt
lady.
To like the modern standard. So like OnlyFans artists, we have to OnlyFans
Dude, we
creators.
We start OnlyFans, but it's like dumb okay. OnlyFans.
What do
we
you have like a few
OnlyFans,
in mind already?
It's just pictures of your butthole.
That's just actually people would pay for it to jack off my butthole.
Of course, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
No, the funny thing is, I made a link tree when I put OnlyFans. When you click it, it's a picture of a monkey in a bikini.
That's cool.
That's my OnlyFans.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
That's my hashtag.
You should advertise that more.
Dude, do you know what's pretty swag? It's about time for the monkey epic.
The monkey epic break.
And do you know what's also swag? Young Pirate One, Tim Nettick, and Lily, who are the swag patrons of Swagville.
Well, we should make it like.
No, I think anybody who's been a patron in the past continues to get recognized for their patronage.
True. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they're swag.
They gave the contribution. Yeah. Once a patron, always a patron.
Once a monk,
that's what I
patron,
say.
Always swag, is what I was always told growing up. Basically,
motto. Yeah.
I'm going to say to you guys, like, see you in a freaking minute, and continue to have swag and epicness. Ooh, welcome back to this episode of Fun and Games.
All right, and we've actually turned into Hollywood executives
now
for
we're,
this one.
Now yeah. we're... Talking about we're movie extraordinaire reviewers.
All right, so here, let's do movie reviews. So my favorite movie of all time has to be.
That's a good one. I like it.
That's my favorite too. Sound of Silence by Marcus.
I love
just
Marcus. Marcus movies
Marcus
are really good.
Makes the best.
He
movies.
Made Sound of Silence and farting into a microphone for 3 hours. That's it.
That's a classic.
That's the one.
And so he didn't actually do it for 3 hours straight. He did it for like 2 minutes and then looped it for 3 hours.
Didn't that one inspire Kubrick?
And then,
I think, yeah.
Then they put visuals over it and called it Avengers Endgame.
My favorite movie was Gex the movie.
Dude. People are going to get mad at me for that one.
Oh, no. Avengers Endgame.
Avengers
didn't like it?
Endgame really?
Because it was
guys,
the same as every
was
other.
So innovative.
Avengers
they had,
movie.
They had Purple Thanos character.
Wait, the,
he's
the
my
heroes?
Favorite.
The heroes won in the
dude,
end.
Dude, what the? Whoa, Iron Guy. Oh, go, Incredible Man.
Go, Captain of Country. Yeah, you did it.
Go,
Yo,
Captain Patriot.
Wait, they're going to lose. Let's go back to.
Oh, no.
They're going to lose.
Guys,
if the heroes can't figure out how to put their differences aside, they're going to lose. Guys, the heroes all figured out how to put their differences aside and fight the evil power.
Wait. But Thanos is winning now. Wait.
Oh, guys.
Thanos is not winning anymore.
No, how did they do it?
Guys, if Iron
Hold
Maiden.
On. Levels.
Okay. Guys, if Iron Maiden doesn't sacrifice himself, bad guy will win.
Dude.
Guys, Iron Maiden sacrificed himself for the greater good.
Wait, okay. There has not been a funny Spider-Man joke in 10 minutes. He said a quirky quip. He did it.
Okay, maybe like move the mic away from you when you yell.
He
Says
did
the
it.
The man screaming into it.
I was
it.
Yelling out here.
Dude, please gonna... do
oh
better levels.
Dude, I normalized or whatever the fuck it's called. I like fixed it afterwards, but I don't. It's just
if
like,
you're gonna move it away from your mic, don't yell into it.
Dude, you're swag.
Okay.
No more of that. Joke's over.
Okay, dude,
normal
okay.
sound.
I'm now. Okay, Deadpool did not say a funny thing for the last.
Dude, Deadpool in the movie Deadpool 2, where they tried to do Deadpool 1, but it was like boring because it was just the same.
And
movie.
So they added the number.
I loved Deadpool 2 when there was just a regular dude. there, and they kicked him out of the plane. That was actually kind of funny.
Remember when it was Deadpool and it was just a pool with no water in it? So it's just a Deadpool.
It's a Deadpool, dude.
Dude, the reference. That's a hashtag reference.
Yeah, it was a reference. Remember when they made Captain America based when it was Captain Albania?
Do you remember the movie?
Captain America's based edition.
Do you remember the movie Starfighter starring Marcus Hamilton?
Yeah,
he was the famous guy from Starfighter.
Oh. I actually thought, like, what does he say?
Hamilton from the
shut up.
The musical that no one likes.
No, that everyone likes, but I don't get
Marcus
why.
Marcus Hamilton.
No, it sucks. Why would you like it?
He also plays the character Extra 3 in Regular Show.
Dude.
Extra 3 is the best extra.
Dude, you mean from X Gang?
Extra Man.
X Group.
Do you remember when? Yeah.
And they're like, X going to live it to you. Go and give it to
on
you.
On your own. That's the soundtrack.
Dude, that's the song from, that's the song Incredible Wolverine. Movie 3. Return of the Claws.
Return of Claw Person.
Return of Claw Man.
Santa Claus. Wolverine
Santa
2.
Dude.
Why is that funny?
Dude, also remember in South Park? Santa Claus. Oh, I hate you. Dude, remember when there was blue shapeshifting girl? She did, and she was all like, I'm hot.
Boobs, dude. That's literally a boob moment.
Remember when she was like literally.
It is a boob moment.
Dude, whenever when every like every
Jennifer
male,
Lawrence
dude,
is like.
J-Law.
And then she sings a song.
Hey, she can write
J-Lo,
my laws.
J-Lo.
Yeah, remember when Mystique was about to kill Magneto and she just broke out in song? I'll be a J-Law. That's the best. That's part of.
Remember when J-Law did the Super Bowl halftime show?
That's my favorite scene from Godfather
when he says his signature line. Hey, you're gonna come to me on the day of my grandson's pizza party, eh? You're gonna come and ask for me a favor, and then he's like, I'm gonna ask for you a big favor, and he's like, hey, what a favor you want? And he's like, give me a pizza party, and then he gives him a big pizza.
You and don't even have the respect to call me a pizza monkey.
And then he says, if you're going to be a pizza monkey, you got to eat a pizza and a banana.
Remember when he said, I know it was you, Little Caesar. You broke my heart. Remember that in the movie?
Oh, and then he's like, no, I swear, it was Papa John's. I didn't do it. It was Papa John's.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Don Pepperoni said...
he says, it was Robert Salami the whole time.
And then he goes in the car. He's like, hello, Fettuccine, and he strangles him with the dental floss.
Yeah. Oh, that was from Dark Knight, from Joker. He's like, if you want to see the city burn, all you need is a good idea. And then they totally fought him.
If you want to see the city burn, read a book.
Guys, look, no one's in line for a book, but everybody's in line for Joker 2019.
No, it turns like some school campaign. It's like, you want to know how I got these scars? I recycled. I expanded my mind.
Joker kills someone. He's like, guys, you know, smoking isn't cool.
This person didn't use the Dewey Decimal System.
Dude. Joker's like tied someone up and he said, have you heard of Melville Dewey? Dewey Decimal System.
Dude, it's Saw, but it's like the way the traps are just like first grade multiplication speed times.
It's fucking minute math.
It's like the only way you'll get out of the Saw trap is if you complete these 10 problems under 60 seconds. It's like 1 plus 1, 1 plus 2. It's like, fuck, shit, 3, 4, it's, no.
It's me, Pennywise, the clown. Do you know Pythagorean theorem? That's the man. And the kid's
it's
like,
me, Pythagorean the clown.
hey, it's me, Algebra Jimbo, from your favorite movie, Jimbo the Algebra Teaching Algebra, Algebraic Man.
Dude,
remember when Algebraic Man went up against Thanos Man?
Remember when Algebraic Man went up against
remember
Pythagorean?
When the superheroes and remember when Avengers superheroes were all like, how are we going to beat Thanos? And then middle school teacher joins and says, you better do good on your chemistry. And then Thanos is like, what is that? I don't know geography. And then Thanos doesn't even know geography. So Thanos freaking snaps.
No.
And then teacher's like, bah, 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 bah. And then teacher's like doing like a rhythm with a snap. And Thanos is like, ow, no. and then Thanos freaking melts like a Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, and then they go to Wakanda to visit the Math Panther, and they have a big team up where they teach them.
Oh, and they learn how to do long division.
Long division, yeah.
And then Thanos like, this division is as long as my penis. And then Ant-Man's like, oh yeah. And then Ant-Man freaking.
Oh, Kanika's long division.
And then Ant-Man uses the minute math to paper cut Thanos' penis off. And then it's like all over the floor, like thrashing around like a dead fish on the ground. And then Captain America like picks it up and takes a bite like it's a corn dog. He's like, hey, now that's what I call a fucking Stromboli.
Dude,
and that's the end.
This is average Captain America in America. And it's like it's him before.
And then this is America.
This is Albanian Captain America. And it's just super chatted with like an MS painted shield.
He's like, this is Albania.
This is the strongest man in America. It's Captain America. And then it's strongest man in Albania. And
it's Hulk Hogan. It's just Hulk Hogan regular.
Hey, brother.
Yeah. And that's our movie.
And then Hulk Hogan teaches the students how to read. And that's the end. That's the after credit scene.
And then the after credit scene, it turns out that Hulk Hogan was Melvin Dewey from the Dewey Decimal System the whole time.
But then, and then there's another one, and there's after credits
There's the after credits yeah. scene.
It stops like 10 seconds. Everyone leaves.
The after credits scene is just one of the accountants, Jimbo from accounting, actually snuck into the editing lab.
He left the camera on.
He totally just left the camera on while he was taking a shit, and that made it into the movie. That was the
final credits.
He's sitting on the toilet, like, slandering the company. Man, I don't give a shit about the dual decimal system. And then the executives of the company came in.
And kill
you
him.
Talk shit about Dewey Decibel System, and he's like, and then no, the whole then, movie's like, oh, did you just kill Dewey Decibels?
No, they're like, yeah. He's like, yeah, what are you going to do about it? And they all like step aside, and then, Dewey? And the actual Dewey Decimal.
Oh my God, it's Dewey. And he's like, hi, my name is Melville Dewey. Nice to meet you. How are you doing?
And then bars.
He's like, oh, bars. And he fucking melts like Wizard of Panthers.
Then Melvin Dewey starts breakdancing.
The end. And that's the end. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Monkeyville. And if you really, really enjoyed it, then I will kiss you right in the mouth.
And if someone wants a storyboard, we just
have to promise. Hey
guys, if you enjoyed the episode, that was for you.
If you enjoyed the episode, please storyboard what we just said.
Yeah, please.
I actually do want
to
see this.
I dare someone to animate this entire thing. I will post it. For anywhere that I can, anywhere I have access to, because that would be beautiful.
Anywhere and everywhere.
If you make this into an animation, I will literally.
If you just type it out,
I will squeal.
If you're able to type this out,
if you can just type
out our movie idea there.
If you just type this into a coherent idea,
person just like sweating. They say Pennywise is, and they're like, just,
what the fuck do they want from
what
me?
Do they say? What do they even say? Oh,
well, hopefully you guys listened and enjoyed it, and that would make me like...
See, this podcast, especially the second half, is used when you're in a car chase and going 100 miles per hour on the highway. This is the second half.
This is what you listen to, and if you're ever running
from
the
law... This is what OJ was listening to as he was speeding down in his white Bronco.
He was listening to Purple Monkey storyboard of every movie ever
like,
made.
He was like, yeah, if the podcast fits, you know.
No, wait, that's just... Oh, no, but didn't OJ go like 2 orange miles per hour?
No, that was like apple juice. Why do you like orange juice so much?
Oh, you fucking idiot.
And that's where we end the episode. Hey, monkeys, good riddance.
No.
I mean, goodbye.
I knew you were going to say that. I'm like, he's going to say
good riddance. That's mean.
Good riddance, you meano.
Another turning. Okay, that's where I cut
I'm gonna
it. That's
call,
where I draw
I'm
going to
call
line.
Dewey Decibel on you.
No, not Dewey Decibel.
Hey, I'm
oh
Dewey Decibel. Hey,
dude,
man.
Dewey Decibel literally possessed him.
Oh, no, Dewey Decibel, not there. Oh, goodbye.
I'm sticking my Dewey Decibel up your Dewey Assibel.
Okay, enough of this. Goodbye, everybody. Bye-bye.